We're a student collective, a lot of students, student solidarity group, offering support to staff on campus who are striking for fair pay and conditions and support. And their pensions are being cut by 35% by the university, which continues to try and exploit and make profit from every decision they can, and then completely disregards students' needs. The staff's working conditions are our learning conditions. If staff are underpaid and they're working about paying rent and buying petrol, especially if the cost of living crisis is increasing, they're going to be stressed. And with oversubscribed classrooms as well, means there'll be less one-on-one time together. So ultimately, we've taken the management offices because in the last occupations we took teaching spaces to hope that the university would understand that we can take these spaces and these are our spaces to take back. And if they don't listen to us, we will occupy those spaces and try and get them to listen to our demands. But they didn't care that teaching spaces was hit because it wasn't their space. So we've now come to their offices so they can't do work to force them to listen to our demands.
So I'm a third year student here with everyone else showing solidarity with the lecturers. They were saying, we have been having strikes for several years. The university has failed to listen to our demands at any point. They've failed to take the needs or the requirements of the lecturers into account. And as a result, they have completely disregarded the quality of education of the student body. There is, increased drops on their pensions. As we were saying, there is, increases in workload. They're being paid less to do more. Which lowers the quality of education for us. And, that combined with the cuts to pensions now means that, the qualified academics who've worked their entire lives to provide us with quality education are in a situation where they might not be able to retire comfortably. They might not reliably be able to provide for their families, which is disgusting and unacceptable. And at the end of the day, we're all here to get a quality education. And the university, as we were saying before, we've occupied teaching buildings, and we hope that would be something that would, at least promote some reaction from the management. But they're completely unbothered about what affects the students, so we've had to now extend that to taking the actual management offices, because clearly all they care about is the ability to run this university as a business.
Just on top of that as well, it's not just a staff struggle. This is a combined struggle for students. And like, it has been shown that taking direct action has won before. In the rent strike, we won £7 million back for students. And that's because we came together and forced the university to listen to us. And we have the same atmosphere here. We've come together as a group, and everyone knows that we're fighting for the same cause. And we believe in each other, and we believe we can win. And we're fighting for a more just world for students and staff. And if we come together with more students, any support is needed and loved by lecturers, and they need to know that they feel supported in the strikes that they're taking part in, because they feel awful about the disruption that's happening. But because the university continues to not listen to them, the only option they have is to strike.